The 22nd Friday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Some people asked Jesus, "The disciples of John fast often and say long prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. Why is it that your disciples eat and drink?" Then Jesus said to them, "You can't make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them. But later the bridegroom will be taken from them, and they will fast in those days." Jesus also told them this parable. "No one tears a piece from a new coat to put it on an old one. Otherwise the new one will be torn, and the piece taken from the new will not match the old. No one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the new wine will burst the skins and be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed as well. But new wine must go into fresh skins. Yet no one who has tasted old wine is eager to get new wine, but says, 'The old is good.'" The commentary today is from Father Frederic Rafols y Vidal from Barcelona in Catalonia. In today's Gospel, we can see the trap prepared by the Pharisees and the masters of the law as they twist an important question. They simply contrast the fasting and praying of the Pharisees and of John the Baptist's disciples to the eating and the drinking of Jesus' disciples. Jesus Christ tells us there is a time to pray and fast and a time to eat and drink, which means that the same people that praise and fast are the ones who eat and drink. We can appreciate this in our daily life. Let us watch the simple joy of a family, maybe our own family. But later on, tribulations may visit them. The people are the same, the circumstances differ. You can't make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, but later they will. Timing is everything. There is a time for everything, a time to rend and a time to sow. These words, uttered by a learned man of the Old Testament, certainly not the most optimistic one, almost coincide with the simple parable of the torn coat, and to a certain extent they probably coincide with our own experience. Our mistake appears when at the time of sowing we tear, and at the time of tearing we sow. Then everything goes wrong. We are aware that, along with Jesus Christ, we shall reach the glory of the resurrection through his passion and death, and that no other way is God's way. Precisely, Simon Peter is scolded when he tries to lead the Lord away from this, the only way. "You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." If we can enjoy a few moments of peace and joy, let us make the most of it. Harder times are sure to follow. The only difference is that, thanks be to God, we shall always have the bridegroom with us. And this is what the Pharisees did not know. And maybe this is why in the Gospels they always appear to be so bad-humoured. Admiring the Lord's soft irony in today's Gospel, we should also learn to try and avoid being bad-humoured like them.